Good morning. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the December 19th, 2024 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Development Corp. Board of Directors. This meeting is also being made available telephonically for access by the public. Val Lingasamy, Assistant Director of IT, will provide information on this.
Thank you, Carol. Good morning. This is Val Lingasamy, Assistant Director of IT at Rhode Island Housing. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on the Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after the meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff participating telephonically in the meeting, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask telephone participants to please mute your telephones if you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-429-1430. Thank you.
Thank you, Val. Good morning. This is Corinne Myers, General Counsel of RI Housing. Members of the public can visit the RI Housing website to view today's agenda and information and documents on each of the actions being taken. If the teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until audio can be restored. Chairman of the Board of Directors, Stephen Pryor, will preside at this morning's meeting. Directors, staff, please do state your name prior to speaking each other. With that, I'll turn it over to the chair to please call the meeting to order.
All right, it is 10:31 a.m., and I'm calling the meeting to order. Carol, would you conduct the roll?
Yes, sir. Director Designee Weber.
Here.
Director Orth.
Here.
Director Pryor.
Here.
Director Diosa.
Here.
Director Designee.
Here.
Jim.
All right. Here. All right, I'm going to introduce Board Action 1. Before I do so, Corey, anything else we need to do procedurally, or are we right on track?
We are right on track.
Okay, great. I'm going to introduce Action 1, Approval of Minutes. This is for the meeting held September 19th. Would you all take a quick look? And having provided for that, is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion, James.
James makes the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second, Kevin Orth.
Kevin makes the second. Any edits or comments on the minutes? Hearing none, Corey, would you please conduct the vote on the minutes?
Certainly, Chairman. All those in favor of approving the minutes of the Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation meeting held on September 19th, 2024, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. We have five votes in the affirmative, and the motion's approved. Excuse me.
Thank you, Corey. All right. Item 2, approval of developer for 1739 Broad Street, Cranston. I'd like to ask James to present, if you would.
Certainly. This RFA is for approval to designate the Cranston Housing Authority as developer for the acquisition and development of 1739 Broad Street in the Edgewood neighborhood of Cranston. Property is a multifamily residential property currently comprised of 6 units. It was partially rehabilitated by the previous owner using funds from a thresholds grant. However, the requirements of that grant were not met. The property was subsequently transferred to the Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation in October of this year. On November 1st, Rhode Island Housing, on behalf of the Development Corporation, issued an RFP to solicit applications for a selected qualified developer for the property. The RFP was posted on the Rhode Island Housing website, the state purchasing website, sent to a distribution list of Rhode Island Housing Development partners, and also sent out via email blast. We also held 2 walkthroughs at the property for any interested parties to come take a look at what they were bidding on developing. The Development Corporation received 2 responses, and a committee comprised of Rhode Island Housing executive staff analyzed the RFP responses against the evaluation criteria and unanimously chose CHA as the selected developer. CHA has proposed establishing and funding an affiliated nonprofit entity that will obtain authorization for the transfer of acquisition funds, which will then be used to purchase and maintain ownership of the property. Authority for the transfer of funds to the nonprofit has already been approved by the CHA Board of Commissioners, and they will also enter into a joint venture agreement with Coventry Housing Associates, the nonprofit affiliate of the Coventry Housing Authority, which will partner to do the redevelopment of the property. Coventry has done several successful developments with us already, a very trusted partner. The CHA entity will acquire the property and go out to bid for construction, envisioning a 5 to 6 unit multifamily project using CHA HCVP resources to fund the ongoing operations of the property. As noted, the property formerly was subject to a thresholds grant agreement, which required the property be available for lease to people with intellectual or disabilities or behavioral health issues who do not require 24-hour supervision. Neither proposal submitted did propose to use it for those purposes, so in accordance with the terms of the RFP, the developer will be required to pay the full acquisition price of the property, which is the amount of the outstanding thresholds grant funding, $421,700, plus actual carrying costs for Rhode Island Housing Development Corporation holding the property up to 5%, or $21,085. CHA entity will secure private financing to fund the renovation of the property with an estimated construction cost of about $1.7 million and potential $500,000 in soft costs. CHA and Coventry leadership serve on the Comprehensive Community Action Plan Board of Directors, which has committed to collaborating on this project as a supportive service provider. CCAP is a local comprehensive health and human service agency will provide a range of supports, including integrated health service, social services, early childhood care, and education, and workforce development. Relatedly, they also own an adjacent property to this property where they do child care and other services. So that's a great collaboration for the community. Staff is recommending the approval of Cranston Housing Authority as developer for an acquisition price of $421,700 and carrying costs up to 5%, $21,085 as established by the Housing Development Corporation. Happy to answer any questions.
Questions? I have one, James.
Yep.
Obviously, we're constituted as the Housing Development Corporation in this instance. There is the acquisition price, the payment of $421,000 plus. That's going to occur. What happens to those funds?
So the $421,700 is the repayment of the thresholds grant funds,
yes,
because they were not able to be used for the intended purpose. So those funds will be recycled into the program, and the carrying costs are just actual costs incurred by us for, you know, taxes, insurance for the period of time we hold the property until such time as it gets conveyed to the CHA entity.
Got it. Okay. That's helpful.
If I could just note, throughout the years, I've worked on a lot of different developments, but it's these developments that this property would have been lost. It was going to be sold on market. And we were able to move very quickly to make sure that the property didn't get lost. And while we're not serving, as James said, folks that participate in BHDDH programs, we are making sure that it's serving folks that we want to serve as a housing finance agency. And it's a great partnership. So these are the little deals that we work on that are very rewarding. And it took a whole team to get this done and the cooperation of BHDDH.
Very good. Thanks, Carol. Anything else, anybody? Not, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Moved by Kevin. Second.
Second, Rebecca.
Second by Rebecca. One more shot at questions or comments. Hearing none, Corey, will please conduct the vote.
All those in favor of approving the selection of a developer for 1739 Park in Cranston, namely the Cranston Housing Authority, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. We have a unanimous vote, and the motion's approved.
Great. We're about to conclude. Carol, Corey.
No, thank you.
All right. There's no further business. I request a motion to adjourn. Is there a motion?
The motion, James.
Treasurer makes the motion. Is there a second?
Second, Rebecca.
Second by Rebecca. Corey, would you please enable the vote?
All those in favor of adjourning this meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. We have 5 votes to adjourn, and the motion's approved.
Great. For everyone's knowledge, we're going to reconstitute for a related meeting, and we'll have it shortly.